Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This one's for you tonight.
Okay, let's get started.
And this is where Lala and James are flirty. It's like kind of like inappropriate and gross and weird.
It is gross. And I'm being a little stinker about James right now. I'm in a bad James mood, but it's kind of gross. Also, I want to say, I think Lala's phone call, she's at the hostess stand and she picks up the phone. She goes, sorry, 7:45 is not available, it looks like. And she's like looking at the computer.
She goes, is there any other time you would want? I'm like, wouldn't the hostess be like, the next time available is...
And then she goes, no, sorry, we just have 10 p.m. It's like, I think Lisa called.
And then it sounds like they took her up on her offer. They wanted to go to dinner at 7:45 and they accepted 10.
Yeah, it's like, it's booming so much at Sir that the full dinner hour is completely booked and they have to get in.
They serve dinner at 10?
No, I really was like, oh, I've never been, what's that, skeptical of a phone call in my life.
Hoodwinked.
I was like, Lala just faked that thing like a pro.
So then, James comes up and he's like, I heard you have beef with Katie and Sheena. And Lala goes, I don't know, they think I'm going to like fuck their boyfriends or something like that. And James goes, do you have a history of fucking people's boyfriends? And she's like, no.
She goes, no. And he goes, wow, that would be so wild if you possibly did. And she goes, I'm not going to beat around the bush. And he goes, I don't like bush to beat around. And she goes, you're a nasty boy. And I'm like, this is disgusting. And also, this is like the version of what they thought Jax would have, like this flirty chemistry where Jax would come up. But Jax was sort of restrained besides lying about his relationship.
Yeah.
James was like the gross, awful version of what they wanted from Jax. But James is even worse because he's actively lying to Kristen about wanting to be in a relationship with her and lied about cheating on her. And then now he's doing sexual innuendo with the hostess. So this is like the gross. Jax's was gross, but this is like the nightmare version.
Yeah. They cut to his confessional and he's going, nope, nope, nope. Like, not going there. But it's he like, will.
He will, and obviously he clearly did. Everything he's saying is like flirtatious energy. He's obviously attracted to her.
Yeah. Then we get the big sit down between Sheena and Lisa. It's during her shift. And as always, Lisa's like, are your tables covered?
I loved that. Because like, Lisa will not allow for one second that her star, one of the stars of her show, possibly to have a huge conversation with her, has abandoned her shift for one second.
She's like, I just closed out my last tab in the lounge and someone's covering me on the veranda.
Yeah, so she has to take one extra minute to explain to Lisa that like she is.
And she's like, all right, you can sit down then. I guess.
Right.
And so then this is where Sheena reveals that Shay has been mixing pills with alcohol. Lisa's like, what do you mean, pills?
Yeah. And she goes, since Christmas, he has been doing this. This is when she first says Vicodin. And Lisa goes, how many Vicodin? And she goes, I don't know. It's gotten up to 5. And I was like, I was thinking about this with new context. I was like, damn, like Shay got his like real personal struggle.
Right.
Outed on camera to Lisa at Sir.
I know. Lisa's like, 5 a day.
Like, I was like, oh, it felt bad rewatching it. I was like,
well, yeah, Lisa also has like a fucked up antiquated take on addiction that's like kind of offensive.
Oh, it's one of her top 10 worst things she's ever done is how she reacts to Shay, especially at the reunion. I remember it is so bad at the reunion, the way she's like, he was basically cheating on you and you have every right to leave him in the dust when he tells you that he has a problem.
I know.
It's horrible.
She's like so like boomer and like stiff upper lip.
Totally. And then I had to note that Lisa, like in her confessional, after she finds out that he's been slamming Vicodins, she goes, well, I thought he was a little lethargic. I mean, I have to admit, a little unmotivated, but I had no idea it was this. And I'm like, I love that I love that she thought a part of Shay's core was lethargy.
Yeah. Unmotivated and lethargic, sure, but high. No,
right. I'm sorry. Yeah, she said high. Like, she couldn't believe it. I just think it was so mean of her to classify him as just a lethargic person. I would be so heartbroken.
Like, she's basically like, he has no personality. A main character.
It reminds me of when she was like, and there's Shay sort of lost in the crowd. And you see Shay with that bucket hat on, alone in the crowd, sad, crying. Lisa, you're right. Lisa, this is like the first true take or stance that Lisa takes where I'm like, this is indefensible.
Yeah. And then she starts, you can tell she's like kind of fired up. She goes, well, he's bloody addicted then.
Yeah. And she's like, it's basically cheating. You don't know what the hell you married. She's like, you have every right to do whatever you want to do in this circumstance, except help him.
Right. I'm like, Lisa, we are in a full-blown opioid crisis in this nation, bitch. Yeah. It's like every third person is addicted to these pills.
I think if we asked Lisa specifically, if we said we're on Patreon and we're rewatching season 4, do you regret at all how you handled the Shay situation? She would say yes.
Yeah. She probably watched Dope Sick and was like, oh my God.
Yeah. I think she's definitely in a post-Dope Sick era.
This one's for you tonight.
Sorry about that. Amy and I had to stop talking because we heard Rumpy Pumpy going around the shed, and we knew Lisa would be following him. If you want to keep listening to this episode, you can subscribe to our Patreon, and you'll get a Vanderpump Rules recap episode from the very beginning every single week. Plus, you can become a member of the Tipsy Turtle Club, where Amy and I make the most famous cocktails in Bravo history. So please, if you like what you listen to here, subscribe and become a Villa Rosa VIP, where you can feel like a cherished guest at Villa Rosa. We love you so much. So if you love us, subscribe on Patreon.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.